So this is generally how we like to make it simple and build out the diet. So now let's look at vitamins and minerals. Okay, so how might they play in? Are there any vitamin supplements that can help out here? Well, up here is listed all of the vitamins and minerals that play a role in injury recovery. So there's a host of them. The first note is important. If any of these are limiting, injury recovery is slow, which basically means if we're deficient in any of these, it's a problem. But that doesn't mean that we have to supplement with all of them. Okay, and that's really a key point. It's generally a key point for the supplement industry in general. Okay, you might learn that vitamin C is important for X, Y, or Z. All right, but it doesn't mean that we have to supplement with it. Okay, sometimes zinc, for example, in men, if we're deficient in it, what do we find? Low testosterone. Okay, logically, then we should supplement with huge doses of zinc, right? That's what it feels like. Well, if I don't have enough zinc, then my testosterone's low, so I need to take a lot. No, we just need to not be deficient. So that's what we're talking about with these. You need to not be deficient in them. The problem is, four or five of them up there, about 80% of the population is deficient in. So what might we do in this case? Take a multivitamin, okay? So that's preventing deficiencies. When we actually fly in on these, though, there are four that are useful to take extra. So it's A, copper, C, and zinc in this case. All right? So what we do here is we actually, for 3 weeks post-injury, we might create a little supplement cocktail which contains extra of these. And the dosing's all up here. So 10,000 IUs of A, 4 milligrams of copper, et cetera, et cetera. And so we find that that actually helps accelerate injury recovery. 2 grams of C, so on. Next, we'll go to another category that I call sort of super recovery nutrients. And this stuff was originally studied in burn victims, and then they saw some cool effects, and then they started translating it out into other injury recovery processes. So arginine, glutamine, and HMB, these are all what? Amino acids. HMB, if you're not familiar, is a derivative of the amino acid leucine. So they're all just amino acids. And in this specific dosing here, and there's probably other dosing protocols you could try, but this is the research proven one. Arginine at 7 grams twice a day, glutamine at 7 twice a day, and HMB at 1.5 twice a day, all taken together, tends to accelerate injury recovery. And there's actually a product on the market. I think EAS sells something called Muscle Armor. So it's sold as actually like an exercise recovery supplement, but I recommend it to the athletes for injury recovery, okay? Because that's really where the value comes. I don't know if it has any additional benefits for routine exercise, but definitely for injury, a very sound addition. So you could build it out yourself, but again, there's a product that kind of has that in it already. And again, I think it's called Muscle Armor. So usually at this point, people are wondering about chronic pain. Because we're talking about acute injury here, right? Take this for 3 weeks after you have surgery or you fall down or whatever. So what about chronic pain? I mean, you hear about things like glucosamine and chondroitin, right? Is that something I should be taking for an acute injury? Well, not necessarily. I mean, these have been shown to be effective for pain relief and recovery in osteoarthritis, so a more chronic joint type situation, but not necessarily in acute recovery. Has anyone heard of natural eggshell membrane yet over here? It's fairly recent in the States and Canada that this research has been coming out. Do you guys know, like when you hard boil an egg and you go to peel it, that little membrane that's in between, it's the thing that makes it really difficult to peel cleanly, right? It's always kind of sticking to the egg. Well, they've actually found that it's really, really rich in certain chemicals that can help with joint recovery and pain. And there were a few studies published on people with really severe osteoarthritis and pain, and it really dampened down their pain and improved their function. So we actually just did a study, and I'll share the data in my presentation later, where we measured 60 people, and 30 got a placebo, and 30 got the eggshell membrane, and they were very active people, and we challenged their joint. So if they had like knee pain, for example, we'd have them doing jump squats. And if they had elbow or shoulder pain, we have them doing explosive push-ups. And it was just a joint challenge, okay? It wasn't extreme, but it was enough to make sure that that joint would be sore. And then we either had them supplement or not, and then we measured pain before, immediately after, and 24 hours later. And we found that eggshell membrane not only helps in people who have debilitating conditions, but in people who are highly active but have joint pain as well. So it's kind of a new thing that's really cool. So it's definitely slipped into my regimen and the regimens of my athletes. But that's more of a chronic pain thing. I don't know if it would make a difference in acute situations, but it definitely makes a difference in people's perceived pain rating with chronic. At this point, I think we're in good shape to do a bit of summary of our recommendations here. To keep it really simple, you know, let's go through frequency, eating every few hours. Okay, it's pretty important during this time. Protein, just having a complete protein with each meal. And what's the recommendation? 1 palm for women, 2 palms for men. Okay, vegetables and fruits. So we're gonna have some with each meal. How much? 2 fists, 1 to 2 fists. Maybe for smaller people, 1 fist, 2 fists for larger people. Okay, carbohydrates, 2 or 1 golf balls. And fats, 2 or 1 thumbs. Okay, and again, some clients simply don't know what has protein or carbs or fats or anything. So it would be useful to help them with that. It may be just a list of protein-containing foods or fat-containing foods or carb-containing foods. Okay, and that would give them a good start. For your clients who already know, that's great. This becomes super easy then. Okay, so then supplement-wise, we have the listing vitamin A, C, zinc, copper, etc., and then that sort of amino acid stack, if you want to call it that, arginine, HMB, and glutamine.